All right, we are rolling right through hour number one. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome in Southern California, live as always. And we're going to talk some golf right now. I am joined by a PGA Tour pro. He won the Zurich Classic with John Rahm over the weekend. Four top 10 finishes on tour this year. Currently 19th in the FedEx Cup rankings. My guest is Ryan Palmer. Ryan, nice to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How are you doing, man?
Good.
How's it going?
Good, bud. Good. Listen, Ryan, is it true? Are you sitting on a John Deere right now?
I just turned it. I am on my place. I'm sitting on my John Deere Z535 zero turn, mowing our pasture area around the house at this moment.
So tell me about that bad boy. What kind of a rig is that? Is that pretty good to
it's
be on?
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. You talk about relieving some stress. Well, there's no stress right now, but, you know, we got some grass that needed to be mowed, and you know, when you got mama telling you to mow, you go mow.
When you got mama telling you to mow, you go mow. I feel ya. Happy wife, happy life. Happy mama, happy llama, or something like that. Hey, Ryan, before we talk about the win, let's go back. The Zurich Classic is a two-player team event, and your previous partner, Jordan Spieth, had made a schedule change, was not going to be playing this year. So how did you go about getting in touch with John Rahm and asking him to partner up? How did that go down?
Yeah, no, I've known John since 2015. We played together at the Phoenix Open together. He was still in college at Arizona State, and then played some other rounds together. And I had him at my charity event last year here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and got to know him real well. And what a guy, you know, very thankful to be a part of it, very honored to be a part of it. And then we played with them last year. Me and Jordan played with he and Wesley Bryan. And, you know, Jordan wasn't going to play this year, and then Wesley had shoulder surgery. And, you know, talking about Caddy James, we were wanting to play and trying to find the right partner. And I thought, let's call John Rahm. We know his caddy, Adam Hayes, real well. So I texted Adam Hayes and mentioned it, and he thought, oh, that'd be great. So I shot John a text and said, hey, I know you don't have a partner. I don't have a partner. What do you think about teaming up with an old man, 42 years old, on tour and going to Zurich? And he jumped right on it, and now here we are.
Here we are. Ryan Palmer joining us. Now, you and Rahm have a little tradition going on with his caddy, Adam Hayes, who you mentioned by name. It involves Skittles for birdies. What's that all about? It sounds pretty fun.
It started Thursday. We were playing with Bubba and JB, and they had their little knick-knack thing they were doing, and we did something funny on 8, no big deal. But then on 10, John chips in, and Adam had a bag of Skittles because he knows his kids love Skittles, and he goes, here, have a Skittle. We just made birdie. Let's go. On Thursday, I think, afternoon, and birdie 12, birdie 11, and I said, hey, let's do another Skittle. We made a birdie, and then it turned into Skittles for birdies. And so every time we made birdie, I looked at Adam and said, let's do it, Skittle time, and the rest is history.
Ryan Palmer joining us. This is great. Now, as long as we're talking about some of the fun parts of that tournament, going to New Orleans means to get to hang out with your guy, Sean Payton, and play a little bit of golf with Brett Favre. What was that part of the experience like?
Yeah, that Wednesday was cool. Sean told me Monday or Tuesday that he was bringing in Brett Favre. He brought in, you know, we played with Drew Brees a couple years ago. Last year, Sean brought in Roger Clemens. So he told me Brett was coming, which was awesome. I never met Brett Favre, and what a guy. I tell you what. Just a cool, down-to-earth, good old country guy. And we had the best time playing, and we got to pick at him a little bit. But we had a blast playing golf. And then, of course, being a good friend with Sean has been so much fun. And our big rain delay on Thursday, they told us we had about 2 or 3 hours before they made a decision. So I called Sean. I said, hey, we're going to come over to the facility and hang out. And he's like, come on. So the 8 of us went over there and turned on the machine, and we were working on our punt fielding skills, which weren't very good.
What a great week. Ryan Palmer joining us. And then on top of that, it's your first win in 9 years. So I've got to ask, what were the emotions like when it was over and you knew that all that hard work and all the battling had paid off and you cashed that one in?
Yeah, it was. It was 9 years of the grind, you know, from practicing all the time, wondering if you're ever going to win again, to losing my putting, to getting it back the last couple of years. And then, you know, the 4 years ago, losing my dad suddenly, and then, you know, the last 3 years going through with Jennifer and her breast cancer and knowing what she's been going through and, you know, what our family's been going through the last couple of years. So so all that just kind of come alive and to finally win a golf tournament again. I can't even put into words what it felt like, and the emotion came out. I mean, Jen and I both were crying. My son was there, which was even more special. You know, I was 12 years old, and he hasn't got to watch dad win. And to me, that was the ultimate right there.
That is so good. Ryan Palmer joining us. Ryan, you mentioned your wife, Jennifer. She was diagnosed with breast cancer. What was that diagnosis and then the resulting treatment like for you and your family?
Yeah, I guess it was 16 in July. She found out she had stage 2 breast cancer, and it just hits you in the gut. You know, you never know how could this happen, and you start thinking about the future, what's going to happen. And I ended up taking off the fall the following fall to be with her during all of her chemo. And you just kind of live every day. You're blessed when you're around each other now. And you know, with the kids, I mean, she was so good going through all that. I mean, you never would have known she had cancer. Just, she got up every day, put on makeup, went about her day like nothing was wrong. And, you know, you can't be more proud of her. And I told her after we won, I said, babe, you deserve this more than I do after everything. And, man, what a day to get to share.
Ryan Palmer joining us. You know, you mentioned also, Ryan, your father passed away, Butch. He died tragically in a car accident. He was the one who got you into golf, but he was so good about it, right? He always made sure that it was something that you wanted to do. He never pushed you. What kind of an impact did he have on you as a person?
Yeah, everything to him, obviously. He got me in the game at 9 years old. I played other sports as well, and he coached me a little bit here and there, but you know, he never pushed me to go out and work. The only thing he really did push me is how I acted amongst others, the way I was on the golf course, you know, when you get frustrated or whatever. But as long as I was being the right kid, that was the main thing. And he never pushed me to go out and play golf every day. And so, but I'm the man he is. I'm the man I am because of him. And, it would have been awesome for him to get to see this. He got to see me win, and the other three, obviously. But, man, what an emotion it came down to, knowing I kind of gave a look up, nod to the gods, and I know he's up there with some friends watching and celebrating.
We're talking golf. We're talking family. We're talking life with Ryan Palmer. You mentioned friends. Ryan, you, of course, are part of the secret golf family with my man Steve Elkington. How did you first connect with Elk, and what's it like to spend time with him?
Yeah. I've known Elk a long time. He played golf at Houston. My caddy, James, played golf at Houston. So I've known Elk a long time. And, you know, when he came across this idea and brought it to me, it was an easy decision for me. And we had a blast spending our time at Colonial when we did all of our videos for our page on the website. And it's really cool because he's right there in front of you. He's not going to sugarcoat it for you. He's up front and personal. And he's always a blast to be around. And, it's an honor to be a part of his endeavors with Secret Golf. And, it's kind of cool to get another win in there for him and for our group.
So, Ryan, finally, it's not just a win. Like, you're on pace to have the best year of your career. So how have you gone about taking care of your body and your mind to put yourself in position to have the kind of year and success you're having right now?
You know, I started doing a lot more work with my body, with my Dr. Troy Van Beezen here in Dallas. He does a lot of work with me and my workouts, my training, my treatment to my body. I'm very more cautious what I put in my body now. Less beer, unfortunately, sometimes. But in the mental wise, I work with Neil Smith. He's kept my mind right there in it every time. And I couldn't have a better instructor than Randy Smith right now, working on my game. And, of course, having James Edmondson by my side through and throughout. You know, they keep me mentally focused, strong, and I've got a great team around me to help me go out and do my best.
You know, Ryan, finally, it's so true, right? You are what you think, and you are what you eat. So if you're limiting the amount of beer you put in your body right now, I get that, I respect that, but what's the beer of choice? If you allow yourself one, which one are you reaching for?
I've always been a Coors Light guy, but, we're not a beer drinker anymore right now at the moment, but that's probably my choice right now.
I got it. I see it working. PGA Tour golfer, he won the Zurich Classic with Jon Rahm over the weekend. 4 top 10 finishes on tour this year, and once again, number 19 in the FedEx Cup rankings. Ryan, congrats. Really nice to have you on the show. I appreciate the conversation.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate it. I'll get back to my mowing.
You do that, man. Yeah, I got you. All right, Ryan Palmer getting back to his mowing. He's on that John Deere. And a member of the Secret Golf Family with Elk.